You're listening to Superpowers of the Soul on the Superpower Up Podcast, the show that elevates superpowers to the divine.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Jennifer Rizzio, superpower expert and founder of Soul Language, and this is Superpowers of the Soul. And I'm with Stephanie Lee today, and we're going to talk about the inner work of healthy relationships. Welcome, Stephanie.
Thank you for having me. I'm so excited.
I'm so excited that you're here. And of course, the first question that I ask every guest is, what do you consider the superpower of your soul?
I love that question. I think the superpower of my soul is my connection to people. And I know that sounds so broad, but it's something that I experience. So it's kind of difficult to put it into words, but I feel like I can connect with people very well to where they trust me and they want to talk to me. And this is not only as an adult, this is as a child. People have always, you know, trusted me with information and trusted me with transparency. And I think that that's my superpower.
Yeah. I mean, I've been in foreign countries in Russia and people would come up to me and tell me their deepest, darkest secret. And I'm like, I know what you're saying, kind of.
Yeah.
I know how to help you, but I don't speak Russian, you know? And it's an interesting, I remember sitting on a bench and this woman sat down next to me and she just started talking. And I thought, oh, Lord, what's this about? But then it kind of all comes together. We talk a lot about sacred purpose, and we talk about that sacred purpose really being what you are here profoundly to experience and then offer that experience to others. What would you consider your sacred purpose?
My sacred purpose, I think, is to help people find their own purpose with fresh eyes. So by that, I mean, I've been able to discover my purpose with experiences that led me to renew the way that I was seeing things and take accountability and experience life in a different way. And I think that the way that I'm able to connect with people, I offer them that the opportunity to be able to see their own experiences in a new way with fresh eyes and then operate from that space of accountability and ownership and, you know, being the victor and not the victim.
Beautiful. And so how does that sacred purpose reflect in the work you do out in the world?
Well, I work with people, you know, I've worked with so many different types of people. I've worked with, you know, the severely mentally ill. I've worked with people who have addiction concerns. I've worked with people who are duly diagnosed, so they have, you know, a little bit of both. I've worked with people who have trauma and depression, and I also have worked with people who just want to change. Hey, you know, my life is great, but I want something else out of my life. I've worked with people who are struggling with relationships, and relationships are the things that I'm most passionate about: relationship with self, relationship with others. So I think that, you know, I kind of help those people kind of find themselves, find their purpose, and, you know, change their life. And I think that working with people the way that I do and the way that I aspire to, you know, ideally on radio, on TV, kind of helps me to enlarge that platform, because there's only one me. And there's only so much that I can do. So working on different mediums to reach a larger audience is definitely a part of my purpose.
And what's been this common theme your soul has shared with you? Either, you know, a soulful theme, or what's the common theme that your humanness has shared with you?
The common theme, I think, is the desire for more. You know, I think a lot of times we play it safe because we have been taught limitations. You know, when you're a child, you could do anything and you want to do anything, and there's nothing logical about what you want to do. It's about passion. It's about whatever it is. And I think as we, you know, get a little bit older, we get safe and we put limitations on ourselves. And, you know, my resounding theme is the idea of more, and the idea of stretching myself beyond, you know, what I ever expected, and really to remove that glass ceiling.
So, briefly, before we do a break here, I understand that you have a new book out. Can you tell us a little bit about that?
I do. I'm excited. I came out with a new book a couple of weeks ago. It is called Successfully Single, Choice or Destiny. It is geared towards the single woman desiring to be in a relationship. It brings both of the worlds that I love the most together. I think it's a, you know, it's a little far from the traditional self-help. It's like a self-help mashup between entertainment and, you know, relationships and therapy. So part one, I created a cast of seven characters where you get to, you know, experience them in one of two ways. You either, you know, think that you're that person, or you know that person. And so you get a little bit of history about who these characters are, how they kind of have mimicked certain things in their relationships. And then part two takes you to a conference where I get to coach each character, and you kind of get to see my interactions with them and also kind of their interactions with each other, because this is kind of part one of a series I've created. The name, and then there's actually a little workbook on the end of that as well, because I wanted people to get some sort of inner self work going without it being too overwhelming. The title of the book is a play on words, because when we hear successfully single, we kind of think, oh, you know, the woman who's successful and single, but this is about the woman who's so successful at being single that she, you know, creates obstacles that keep her out of relationships. And then the tagline, choice or destiny, is, well, okay, are you successfully single by choice because you have done the inner self work and you're in a space where you can choose what you want when you want it? Or do you continue to kind of run amok and not become self-aware and work on whatever things you need to work on and develop? And now it becomes destiny because, you know, you haven't worked through some of these things that kind of get in the way. So I'm super excited about it because it's just a different thing. And I think it's an easy pill to swallow. You know, you can really enjoy reading and learning about these characters and finding a way to identify with them in a way where it's not, you know, problematic. It's actually enjoyable, and you can find some synergy and then do the self-work as well at the end of the book.
I love that. So before we go on our break, how do people reach out to you and how do they get this amazing book?
Well, it's on my website and it's on Amazon. So you can search Amazon Successfully Single, Choice or Destiny, or you can go to my website where you can get a personalized signed copy. The website is www.iamsuccessfullyme.com. So that's, once again, iamsuccessfullyme.com.
Beautiful. Okay, everyone, stay tuned. We're going to go do a deep dive into our topic today, which is with Stephanie Lee on the inner work of healthy relationships.
Are you here to change the world? Do you talk about things like vibration, frequency, awakening, and consciousness? Are you pretty sure you have superpowers? The Superpower Net is unlike normal coaching programs and conscious communities. We provide training, intuitive guidance, peer-to-peer learning, intensive one-on-one coaching, and a high vibrational network of people just like you. When you join the net, you get 24/7 access to a collaborative group of people who support you as you master your personal power and unlock your superpowers. If you're ready to use your superpowers to change the world, then join the Superpower Net today. Visit superpowerexperts.com/the net to learn more.
Well, welcome back. I'm Jennifer Rizzio, and this is Superpowers of the Soul, and I'm with Stephanie Lee, and we're talking about the inner work of healthy relationships. So let's go get on the same page here. How do you define a healthy relationship?
That is such a loaded question. It's such a loaded question, but in a good way. There's so many definitions of, a healthy relationship. But one of the first things for me that comes to mind is something that is fueling you. I think a lot of people operate in a space where, you know, if we look at a relationship like a car, they're giving everyone rides, they're going everywhere everyone needs, but, you know, they're not refilling their tank, they're not getting that body work done, they're kind of just crashing and burning just to have somebody in the car with them. So for me, a healthy relationship is something that is reciprocal in giving and receiving, something that fills you and fuels you and provides the needs that you're requiring as well as you giving them. I think it's also something that is derived from the relationship with self. People in healthy relationships tend to have healthy relationships with themselves, and therefore the relationships that they attract to themselves tend to mirror that. And even if they, you know, got into a relationship with someone who wasn't healthy, they can recognize that and get out of it. So it has to be something that is beneficial to you, mind, body, and soul.
Yeah. And you know, I think the healthy relationships, I think when you are in a relationship that, you know, is a asset to you, that is supportive of your relationship, no matter what kind of relationship that is, you kind of really know it.
Yep.
You might not want to do anything about it, but you kind of know about it. And it is an inside job, and it is about having that relationship with oneself. And
absolutely.
So if someone's noticing, I could do, I have a better relationship with myself, and it's being reflected in their external relationships, where do they start with that reconnection process? Where do they get to know themselves better so they can create something really powerful in their life?
Well, I think, you know, I like to discuss tangible things, because I think when we talk about relationship or anything with personal development or mental health, the idea of changing is so overwhelming. So I love exercises to kind of help people.
I'm all on that. Me too. I love a good exercise.
Absolutely. Because we need to see it. You know, it's hard for us to recognize those changes until we kind of really put pen to paper. So one of my things is really putting pen to paper. Let's just say we want to talk about what kind of relationship we want. You know, in our minds, yeah, we have things swirling around, but when you really put down pen to paper about what type of relationship you want in someone else, and then you maybe put pen to paper about the type of person that you desire to be in a relationship and what you want to bring, what might be overwhelmingly, you know, accurate in witnessing that is seeing where you're coming up short. Because a lot of times we'll say, oh, you know, I'm this, 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 and that, and all these great qualities. And we kind of don't really get to see the very black and white, here are the reasons why it's not working out, or here are the things that you're lacking that you might want to work on. So I would start with some sort of self-development that requires you to get into an exercise about really who you are and really what you want, without the emotion. Because I think in our heads, the emotion lies. And so this is how I feel about what I'm thinking. But if I were to, you know, it's kind of like, I may feel like I weigh 150, but if I get on a scale, that might not be the truth. You know, like we kind of,
like have that thin mirror in your house.
Right. The one at an angle, you know, that makes me look like, you know, 5'8" instead of the 5'2". Like we really need to like look at ourselves and engage in the things that may not be that comfortable, just to get like a real bird's eye view about it.
I love that. And so, okay, so they, now they have an awareness and they've done some writing. They've taken stock, you know, where do they go? Like there's nothing worse than having an awareness and going, okay, I don't know how to realign this.
Yeah.
So, you know, once they have an awareness, what happens? What should they, quote, be doing? You know, what's their next kind of tangible step to get them on this path of really experiencing the wonder of relationships rather than any suffering with it?
So I think it really depends on the type of person that you are. There are so many experiential you know, weekends out there with groups that really focus on, you know, neuroscience and therapy, or a blend of the two, and you do these exercises. So if you're that type of person who really wants to immerse yourself in that type of experience that could really bring some stuff out, I would suggest that. If you're not really into the whole group thing and exposing yourself, because that is an occurrence in those spaces, I would say go see a therapist, go see a life coach. You want to get outside of yourself. We want to get comfortable with having these conversations, because what we're doing is keeping them hidden. You know, now you have found this awareness about yourself, and then you just sit with it, or you tell people who validate you no matter what. And so they don't necessarily challenge you to do better or to grow or to really think differently. And so you end up staying in the same space. So I would say, you know, seek someone outside of yourself and just have that experience. You know, it's almost like if you don't eat it, you don't know that you don't like it. And we do that a lot. Oh, I don't like that. Well, if you've never had it, how do you know? And if you're really looking for change and looking for growth, someone outside of yourself who's qualified.
That's the key word, everyone. Qualified.
Yeah. Yes. I mean, I listen, there are a lot of people who can really help you who don't necessarily have all of these glowing, you know, accoutrements in terms of like, you know, licenses and all these things. But it is very important because that person who does have that is equipped. They know how to handle things and open things up and unpack things. You know, there's a lot of terminology that the normal person isn't going to know.
Not only that, but I think a lot of people go to the same sources for this kind of new expression, and the sources that they're choosing are not healthy sources. So they go to their mom, who's going to react the way she has reacted.
Yeah.
And then, you know, you want to go to someone who's going to lovingly, compassionately, and in a very safe way, help you on your journey and not hinder it.
Well, I love that you said safe, because that's one of the things that comes to mind for me. So a normal person might talk to you about a challenging situation and they feel like they've helped. From a professional mindset, my thought is if you open up a trauma and you don't discuss it in a way that closes it in a safe way, you leave that person with that trauma. And that is a dangerous thing. And they walk away and you think you did a good job and they are in a space where they are unsettled and now they operate from that place. So there are many reasons why you really need to seek someone who knows what they're doing and use your friends and family as additional support, because, you know, I always say in all things, consider the source. Like I have a lot of really close friends, but I don't ask my single close friends for marriage advice because they can't give it to me. And I don't make it an emotional thing because I love them so much and I'm so close to them that I ask them questions they just don't know. So we have to stop putting our friends and family in these places that they are not qualified to be and just are not, you know, really are not really beneficial for you. So I would say seek outside of yourself, because that third party is really powerful, because we can't see it when we're in it, you know, but other people can. And so that could change the entire experience for you.
Beautiful. So before I ask the last two questions here, how do people get in touch with you? Again, let's give them your website, where to connect with you, all of that.
So people can get in touch with me on my website. It's IamSuccessfullyMe.com. You can purchase products there. I have a conversation starter card game. I have the new book, Successfully Single, Choice or Destiny. And there's also an area to contact me if you would like sessions, because I do therapy sessions as well as life coaching sessions. So yes, IamSuccessfullyMe.com is where you can get all of that information.
And I've played that card game with Stephanie and my best friend, and it was a hoot. Just because I forget the question, but Erin and I answered it, and I looked at her like, are you kidding? You're going to use that answer? Like, you know, and I've known her for close to 15 years, right?
Yeah.
So it's just, it's amazing, and you know, a lot of wealth of content.
And thank you.
You're welcome. And also content that's delivered in a way that's non-threatening, right? Which is really important as you grow and want to move forward. There are just times where you have to laugh through transformation, and a lot of Stephanie's stuff helps you do that. So you're welcome. So one of the last questions is, what is the one thing that you want people to understand about the inner work when it comes to healthy relationships?
That it isn't pretty. you know, I think it's not. I mean, it's so rewarding. But think about a woman giving birth. You know, like, is the labor process the beautiful, comfortable, exciting thing? No, it's not. But every woman that I know who's given birth, when they receive that blessing that they work so hard for, they would never change it, because the reward is so much greater than whatever perils you had to experience through the journey. So it isn't pretty. I think we're so designed and conditioned to wait for the happy ending. That's why I don't, you know, if anybody's listening and they like the Marvel movies, The Last Avengers.
Oh my God, I hated it.
Yet, exactly. Everybody hated the end. Why? It didn't clean it up. It didn't, you know, we scraped our knee and nobody picked us up and cleaned off our knee, gave us a Band-Aid and gave us a cookie. That's nobody did it.
That's not why I disliked it. I disliked it because good did not win.
Exactly.
Happy ending. I could be without a happy ending. Some of them could have died, but I needed the good to win, and I felt very cheated.
Well, see, that's still like a blanket, you know, like happy. We're conditioned to have that happy ending. Even if somebody died, we need to feel good. Otherwise, it's not working. And people need to know that inner self work, there's times of it that it doesn't feel good. And you have to, I always say there's no way out but through. Yeah. You know, we try to naturally go around and figure out how to manipulate situations to avoid pain. And pain really pushes you through to the next level, whatever it is. So don't be scared that I said that, but I'm a realist, you know. It isn't always feeling good. If you ask someone, hey, how do I look in this? You know, like, you might not look good. And you know what? Me telling you that, as much as that might be like, ouch, guess what? That gets you to a better look because you've changed your look now. And now you're like, hey, I'm putting this on. And I can say, that looks great. That's part of that. Like, to avoid that is to really remain in the same space as long as you continue to do that.
Yeah. And when we try to stuff things, we're just creating lots of pre-suffering.
Yeah.
So the suffering is even longer. The pain is even longer. So
absolutely.
My last question for you is, if you were a magnet on whatever you call your higher powers refrigerator, God, Universe, Tree, Bob, Cupcake, if you were a magnet on that refrigerator, what would it say?
So, okay. This is a great question. I'm a little stumped. But the first thing that I think of is there's a Beyonce song. I'm a Beyonce fan. There's a Beyonce song called I Was Here. And the lyrics say, I was here, I lived, I learned, everything that I had, everything that I was meant to be, I did. I'm paraphrasing, but it's very much like I came, I saw, I gave, but it's more like I gave everything that I was meant to be and everything that I was meant to do, I did. And the song is very inspirational because it's so much not about her. It's more about her impact on the world and what she wanted for it. And that's kind of the space that I reside in. So my magnet would probably have the lyrics to I Was Here.
Beautiful. Well, thank you so much for chatting with us today and for contributing and for your discussion about healthy relationships. I really appreciate it.
Thank you so much. This was wonderful. Thank you for having me.
You're so welcome. And if you liked what you heard today, you can connect with me and all the other experts in the Superpower Net at superpowerexperts.com/the net to find out more. This is Jennifer Urizio, and remember to find your connection.
Are you ready to discover your superpowers? Go now to superpowerexperts.com and take the superpower quiz today.